So, this project is part of an evaluation of a Medicaid waiver program in Florida. You can see we have a big team there, but I'm here. I'm Henry Coretta, and Tiffany Schleter is also here in the audience, and so we'll tell you a little bit about it, what we found. There we go. Conflicts of interest, if any. So medication therapy management, in case you're not familiar with it, is a program used to identify medication-related problems. So it's a pharmacist-led sort of intervention. The benefits of these are mentioned there. You can read those. These types of programs have actually been around since the 1990s, although they really weren't called MTMs until Medicare Part D came into play in 2006, and actually CMS mandates that for some patients being covered by Part D, that they receive or are offered the opportunity to participate in a medication therapy manager. MTM programs. So the literature suggests that it can improve some clinical outcomes by doing a better job of managing chronic conditions, reduce costs, as well as things like identify potential drug interactions, duplicative therapy, or places where perhaps generics would work just as well as a brand name drug. However, most of these evaluations that are out there have been done either on the Medicare population or on privately insured working age populations. So this study is a little bit unique in that regard in the evaluation literature. This is a working age population of disabled adults who became eligible by virtue of their membership in the 1115 waiver, which identified or made it easier, I should say, for people that had a disability determination to be eligible for Medicaid. This mostly had to do with changing the income and asset limits for them so they could qualify sooner. So each year for three consecutive years, there was a new cohort of potential participants coming into our study population. Each year about 150 to 175 persons were selected to actually participate in the intervention. The remainder of persons became our comparison group. Everybody's between the ages of 18 and 64 at the start. So we used Medicaid claims and eligibility data for 2010 through 2014, identified all the service utilization types and costs. So our model is 1 year before the intervention start and then a year during the intervention in which we measure the outcome changes between the base year and the intervention year. We also included in our model, predictive model, the group status, intervention or comparison group, intervention year versus base year, racial and ethnic categories, gender, age, a diet indicator, and use the ACG risk adjustment system. So it was a retrospective difference analysis of both the clinical and financial outcomes for the intervention group versus the non-equivalent comparison group. For the dichotomous clinical outcomes, which was one or more inpatient or ED events. So we sort of combined those two concepts in order to get enough events to improve the power. We used two-stage bivariate probability unit model, also called two-stage probit. If you do stata, it's biprobit. So these models have some advantages that we'll discuss later. And then for the financial incomes, it was just a two-stage least squares model. And we decided on this because it was apparent that we had underrepresentation in the pool of people who were agreeing to participate based on their race, ethnicity, age, and possibly some other items. Each year, about 3,000 people were in an eligible pool to be selected. through a two-stage process, just some of these people were contacted by phone, then agreed to a second contact where they agreed to the intervention, which was starts with a comprehensive medication review and other counseling and lifestyle counseling. This is pharmacist-led. It was carried out at another university in Florida at the School of Pharmacy. So that selection process resulted in, apparently in some selection bias. So, because of that, if the process selection is associated with the outcomes of interest, then you have the potential for the model to be incorrect. So we sort of mentioned the variables that were in the model already. The categorical and numerical predictors. We also added the length of enrollment, log transform length of enrollment, to adjust for the fact that some of these folks were observed for different periods of time. Now, in this kind of policy natural experiment, I suppose, it's really the interaction term between intervention group and year that is of particular interest, because that gives us what's called the difference in difference estimator. So it gives us the effect of the outcome, adjusting for the fact that at baseline the two groups may have been at different levels. So we've got the participants and non-participants, and an intervention year a group, and an intervention year and non-intervention year, pre-intervention year, is the basic model design. So this is the first model for one or more inpatient events. And as you can see from the bottom line, so the first two columns are the base model with no interaction terms. Then in the second, last two columns, interaction model has the interaction term, and we can see that it had a coefficient of -0.07, so this suggests that there was about a 7% reduction in the risk, or the likelihood, I should say, I suppose, of a inpatient or hospital event in the intervention group as compared to the non-intervention group. The other variables are much as you might would expect. I should say for a moment that the items that we ended up keeping in the first stage were, in fact, age, black race, Hispanic ethnicity, and an indicator if the person died during the intervention year. So I think for the financial outcomes, basically the same model. However, we were unable to detect any difference or cost savings at this point. So what else do we want to say? In both models, I think older age persons were more likely to be selected into the intervention group, as were in both models, Hispanic persons were less likely to be selected into the intervention group, and with black persons, it was mixed depending on the model, whether they were more or less likely to be selected. So we were able to demonstrate that the intervention group had a reduced likelihood of emergency and inpatient events, about 7%, and that the other variables are sort of in the direction you might expect with these type of events. The patient's age and risk score were associated with inpatient and ED events. But no evidence for reduced pharmacy or expenditures, total expenditures. One of the challenges, or one of the several challenges we face in here, there is a lot of churning, I think in Medicaid populations in general, but certainly in this one. And observation of people for a full 2 years, particularly of a full intervention year, often did not occur. I think it, in fact, did not occur in most of the population we observed. As things develop in a population of disabled individuals, they often become eligible for Medicare after a two-year waiting period. If they get a disability determination, they may get SSI right away, depending on their income. But as long as they have enough working quarters, they become eligible for disability insurance under the OASDI. That's that thing they take out of your check every week. Program. And therefore, they disappear in terms of observation to us because most of their utilization is occurring on the Medicare side once that happens. And that happens either because they become eligible for Medicare or by disability, or they age into it before we finish having observed them for 2 years. They become 65 and just become eligible that way. Or they've entered, if they have a serious disability, they may enter a nursing home or long-term care services of one sort or another, which was another exclusion criteria based on the original waiver. So it is a big loss to follow up, as I guess you could summarize it. And I think is one of the reasons why we had to wait for 3 years in order to have a sample size that was really large enough to do anything with. And I thought I had one more slide, but I guess not. So if anybody has questions.